This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Last time we began a study based upon the trial of the Lord Jesus Christ and a question which was asked in the midst of that trial by the Roman governor Pilate, the Roman governor who convicted Jesus and condemned him to be crucified. You remember that the governor had said unto the people, after setting before the people the choice of choosing to be released two prisoners, either Jesus or an evil criminal named Barabbas. And he said, which one of these two will you that I release unto you? And they cried out, Barabbas. But Pilate said unto them, and here now is the crucial question to which I wish to call your attention, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? Now the answer of the Jews here on this occasion was this, let him be crucified. And the governor said, why, what evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, let him be crucified. In other words, not testifying to any evil, but simply crying out, let him be crucified. Last time in our study together, I pointed out that as a person asks this question, what shall I do with Jesus? And every one of us must do something with him. The choices are these. You may crucify him, you may crown him, or you may try to be neutral. I pointed out that you may crucify him, and you should do so by simply rejecting him if he is not what he claimed to be, if he is not the Son of God, if he cannot save you from sin, if he was not raised from the dead, if he did not die for you. On the other hand, you may crown him, and you ought to, as king in your heart and life, if he really is the Son of God, if he really can save you by his blood, if he really does love you. Now, the Bible teaches that he is king. It teaches he is the Son of God. It teaches that he does love you, and it teaches that he can save you. In fact, the very reason for his coming into the world, according to Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, was to seek and to save the lost. Now, friends, the crucifixion or the crowning of Jesus are really the only alternatives before us. To try to be neutral is to make a very grievous mistake. There are those who say, or who try at least, to be not really against him and not really for him. We find this kind of thing happening in the life of Pilate, when Jesus was before him. Instead of either setting him free at first, or having him crucified, he tried a neutral position, doing something for both sides, as it were, by scourging Jesus, and then, in effect, trying to get the people to let him go. But as usual, this winds up in crucifixion. The people would have none of this neutrality, and they called upon Pilate to crucify him, and upon the threat that they would let Caesar know, his emperor in Rome, that he was not really Caesar's friend if he let this man go, who was claiming to be king, then Pilate delivered him up to be crucified. So there's the question, what shall I do with Jesus? And I say to you today that the only choices you have is not that you'll do nothing, but that you will either crucify him or crown him. If you reject him as king, reject him as the Son of God, and manifest that by obedience in your life, then you will be lost. On the other hand, if you crown him as Lord and Savior, then you can and will be saved. Now, a second question involved in this total context of the trial of Jesus before Pilate is this. Does it really matter what I do? You see, the first question was, what shall I do with Jesus? And now I raise the question, let us ask ourselves, does it matter what I do about Jesus? Now, to some people, I grant, I even insist, that it seems not to matter. Sometimes those who crucify him seem to do well. You look about you in the world and you see many people who are very evil, people who are drunkards, liars, fornicators, crooks in various ways of business and so on, seem to prosper a great deal in business. They seem to be in good health and all seems to be going well with them, at least superficially. This is not to say that they're really living happy lives, but many people are deceived by these kind of things. And so some people observing that say, well, it really doesn't matter what we do about Jesus. But our time's gone for today. I hope you'll be back with us next time when we'll see that it really does matter what we do about the Lord Jesus Christ.